a single fam is viewed as a threat. What about a single butch?
Totally acceptable, because a single butch is... she's different. I don't know why. She is allowed to walk through... if she came in 5 nights in a row and picked up 5 different women and took them home, people wouldn't think twice about it. Had she been, even now, with our let's not call ourselves femmes and butches, even now, she still would be slightly ostracized.
A femme?
Yes.
Or a woman who appeared, even though...
is feminine, yeah. Yes, and she has decided to take herself out into a big bar of many gay people and wander through and pick herself someone out. Now, that is still just kind of frowned upon. And in those days, it was... you just didn't do that. You didn't walk into the bars and sit down and pick someone up.
So if you got single...
you had a problem.
How'd you get
along? You had to have friends. You had to have... there were other feminine, other femmes that would introduce you. It was usually to someone... when you broke up with someone, if you were a good-sized member of a group of women, you usually ended up going with another butch in that group that happened to be single, or even you might be with someone who was with someone and they would break up. It was kept in the family, it seemed.
So there was a lot of sort of change partners.
I saw a lot of that. In the period that I was, we were together for that 11 years, it was like you would see one small group that would sort of change off at certain periods. They might even do it 2 or 3 times.
And everybody would wind up having gone with everybody.
Yeah. And how many picnics, you know, can you go to, you know? My God, there's more of my exes here than anything else.
And that was all right?
Oh, yes, because you were going with them. You had made it legal. You had done the accepted thing. You had moved in with each other. You had exchanged rings and towels and bed sheets and whatnot. And so, you were accepted then, as long as you were going with someone. You could have, 3 days before, been hopping around the bar just going home with everybody, and you would be...
but not a femme wouldn't be doing that.
No, you might be sitting with a group. Maybe you'd gone out with a couple, other couples.
Oh, so that's how, after your breakup,
right,
you could go out with other couples and you were still an okay person.
And another butch could come along and they could say, well, why don't you sit down? And, you know, it would be arranged. And then you would be allowed to go home with that butch. It would be okay then.
I see.
But to go in there by yourself and sit down and get picked up, that's what you were doing. You were a pickup. You were a slut. That's what you were.
Slut.
Yes.
Did that reputation, like, carry on for a long time or forever? I mean, did anyone ever forgive you?
Oh, yes, as soon as you started going with someone. As soon as you started going with someone again, of course you were distrusted, you know, for a certain period of time.
Until your new relationship
was stable.
I see.
You had passed by that year, the famous year. Once you'd passed by the year mark, it didn't matter if you fought like cats and dogs and screamed and yelled, I hate you, in front of 97 different people, it didn't matter. You had passed that year, and that first year is the hardest.
You were still together.
Yes, so you were still, and your past was forgiven. Because you were going with someone. You had made it legal, and you had been forgiven, because obviously your butch had to know everything you had done, and had to forgive you for it.
Did you have to know everything your butch had done to forgive her?
It was none of your business. That was none of your business. It used to confuse me because I couldn't understand how these women could justify their total dislike of men, but yet feel like they could take everything that they yell at men about. They feel they can do whatever they want to, and that's what they were doing. You know, they were coming 2 inches away from saying, well, butches need it more than femmes. Men need it more than women. Men have different needs. Butches have different needs.
At that time, did you think that was...
I probably would have killed her had she gone out, had I found out about her going out.
Right.
because, I mean, I thought that probably she needed probably sex more than I probably would, that I had more control, say. It's not that they need it more, it's that you have more control. The flirting, of course, you had to throw a fit about it. You know, if your Butch did any flirting in the bar.
Did Butches flirt in bars?
Oh. Yeah, and buy drinks that they thought they were buying them on the sly. You know, and they were all, most of them were so obvious, because by the time they started openly flirting, they were drunk.
I see.
You know, and so they were buying drinks, and, you know, send it down to that one at the other end, and here you were, because you were sitting at the table.
Sure.
You did not get up and walk around the room and kibitz with 97 other people like your Butch did.
Oh.
You'd always say, now don't leave me alone now tonight. Don't go out tonight and leave me sitting at the table alone again. No, I won't. Well, you knew it, because as soon as you sat down, your Butch was off, running.
So you had a fight about it, and you yelled about it.
Mm-hmm, before you'd leave, and you knew it would always be like that. You'd always.
So in some way it was acceptable, it seems like you knew that that was kind of appropriate behavior, and you knew that putting up a fuss about it was also appropriate behavior. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had to mention it.
Uh-huh. You couldn't just totally let him get away with it.
You had to make some kind of a remark.
But did you actually feel threatened by that activity?
No, not really. Not at the bar.
Okay.
The only thing you really... After a while, you stopped thinking about... I did. You stopped thinking about your Butch cheating on you. You just didn't think about that anymore.
So the flirtation was just sort of part of bar behavior.
Yes. You always flirt when you go in bars. Even if you're going in there to sit with your head in a glass and pay no attention, you still flirt.
Okay. Now, those Butches had to flirt with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And it was unacceptable for femmes who were single to go out alone. Who were they flirting with?
Other Butch's femmes.
Okay.
But of course it wasn't serious, because that's one of their friends. So.
Did other Butches also flirt with you?
Mm-hmm. And it was a harmless flirting, I think. Most of the time it was pretty harmless.
Mm-hmm.
It was even joked about. Everybody might get together and somebody might make a remark about your friend, you know, your friend is really cute, and I wouldn't mind going being alone with your friend or this. It was all acceptable teasing.
Uh-huh.
Very seldom did it go too far. You know, when it did go too far, there were times when in the bar, it might end up where the femme would have to take some physical action to the other femme.
Okay, now. The situation is your Butch is flirting with another Butch's femme. It's gone too far.
And if the other Butch hasn't seen it and stopped it by now, which was most of the case, you know, your Butch is maybe a little too drunk. So the other Butch says, you know, calm down now or whatever.
Yeah.
If it went too far and the other Butch didn't do anything about it or she was off somewhere, then you took yourself over.
Yeah.
And you had to speak to the girl, because she obviously was not... immediately it was her fault.
You couldn't criticize your own Butch
not
for doing
got
that. Not until you got home. Oh.
Not in public.
Uh-huh.
When you got home, the shit would hit the fan.
Okay. But in public, you would ask the other femme, what would you say?
You know, if you're not serious about this, you should, you know, why don't you do something? Why don't you just say no? You know, you're causing a lot of trouble by not ignoring it or stopping it now.
Uh-huh.
You know, if your Butch finds out about it, you know, you're really going to be in trouble and everything.
What if she kept it up?
Then you had to hit her.
So a femme would hit another femme for doing it?
Yes.
You wouldn't go to her Butch?
No. No, that was tattling.
Oh, femmes didn't tell?
No, so you take care of it between yourselves.
Okay. Now, one of the things you said a while ago was that if a Butch found out that her Butch friend's femme was cheating on her, she would tell that Butch friend.
Mm-hmm. Right, in a cheating situation, what this is here you are, and anything is acceptable in the bar.
Okay.
The bar is a world unto itself. And you're drinking, in those days, you were given carte blanche. If you're drunk, you don't mean a thing.
Oh.
You're not totally responsible for your actions.
That's why people would say the next morning I was drunk. I didn't know what I was doing.
Remember a thing. Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it would be between the two femmes if it got out of hand.
Yes.
In public.
Yes, and you'd never speak to each other again. It didn't matter whether your butch and that butch had reconciled the problem uh-huh. and laughed about it. You never spoke to her again.
Really?
She was totally... There's one particular woman that I still don't speak to and I can't remember why.
But you think it might have been one of those
situations. Yes, it was a situation like that. And I stopped speaking to her or even recognizing her physical presence and I still can't bring myself to hardly look at her.
How long ago was that incident? Do you remember?
It has to be 15 years ago. It has to be. Uh-huh. It was in the beginning 5 years of my first relationship.
So that is serious stuff that happens.
Yes, because you've already got so many problems, you know?
Uh-huh.
It makes me angrier when a gay person does something to muck up a relationship. I don't think a third party can come in and muck up a relationship. There has to be something wrong there to begin with before anybody can harm it. But
you really believe that?
Yes.
Okay.
She would have had to have made obvious moves to try and put a problem in there. Even if you thought that she couldn't, even if you really weren't worried about it, you weren't worried that your butch was going to run off with her the next day, you still hated her. Because she wanted to add more. She wanted to cause problems and break up something that you were trying very hard to work at.
I see. But for some reason, butches seem sort of only temporarily criticized mm-hmm. for that.
Yeah, I don't know how they got away with what they did, some of the things they did, except for the fact that I think we were compassionate. We lived with them, especially the ones that were very, very butch.
Mm-hmm.
We knew the problems already, and you didn't do a lot to add to it.
You mean the problems they had with the outside world?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And you just didn't add to it. You didn't cause them more problems than you knew they already had. Because part of me would feel horribly sad for this person that I loved, that they felt that they had to look like that. They had to look like that to be happy, to wear that type of clothing, and to look so mannish to be comfortable.
It's interesting that you would... I mean, I can understand your feeling sad for the way the outside world treated them. And yet, these were the women you were attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Women who looked very masculine. Is that correct?
Yeah, it just so happened that they looked masculine.
Wasn't that your pattern, Olive?
It was the kind of woman. Not really the way she dressed. It's just that the kind of woman that I'm attracted to dresses like that.
You're not attracted to women.
Very feminine women, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
All right. So you had a couple of different kinds of feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you felt that it was sort of sad that she had to.
Yeah.
That she felt she had to look that way, and yet you were attracted to that.
Yeah.
Partly
that
look.
I didn't. It's not that I minded that look. It's just that because of the way she felt she had to look, of the problems that caused her, and the pain that would bring her.
Uh-huh.
That she could still, I couldn't understand why she couldn't be her own kind of person and not have to make herself an object for someone else to hurt.
Had she been less masculine, would you still have been, it's so hard to know.
Probably
one of those
not,
big
though,
if
in those
questions.
Days.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't have been attracted
right.
to her.
Had she been more feminine in her dress in those days, probably I wouldn't even have looked twice.
Yeah. So those are real conflicting feelings mm-hmm. about somebody you love. I mean,
yeah, you want to protect them, and yet on the one hand, you just can't understand why they can't just, you know, go ahead, compromise just a bit, because what does it cost you? I mean, what is it really going to cost you? Who cares?
Yeah. And at the same time, that's one of the things that you're attracted to. Huh.
I wouldn't, and during the period that I was with anyone that dressed, the one relationship, the girl was... There would be no way that there are any obvious signs of being gay. You would never suspect that the woman was gay. Uh-huh. I mean, the straight world would never suspect she was gay.
Yeah. I think I remember this is the woman you were out of town with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah. But so she was
that's probably correct.
Relatively feminine.
Uh-huh. Well, sort of middle.
A jack.
Yeah.
But if probably when I in the 60s had I met her, I would not have ever considered her someone that in those days that I would be attracted to.
Oh, so she's a later development. Mm-hmm. She's into the 70s for you.
She's into the late 70s.
Uh-huh. During the 60s when you were out, there were some very strict rules in the community. Now, the first woman that you were with came out when in the 50s, right? Did she come out in the early 50s?
She was always out. I mean, she... I
can't remember.
Was always...
Yeah.
She always considered herself gay.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
Oh, you mean in the bars.
Yeah, out in the community.
Yeah, probably.
Where you learn some 50s. Rules.
Yeah.
Is she the one that taught you what the rules were?
No.
Who taught you what the rules were?
My mother taught me a lot of the rules.
Did she say them out loud?
I don't know whether they were so much something. You just felt that that was wrong, doing a particular thing. You just felt that that wasn't accepted. They weren't really maybe a lot of things that were spoken out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Your behavior when you went out into bars, when you went out with your butch, your behavior was different than if you were going to go to a picnic. You had less freedom as you went to the bar because a lot of times you were being taken to the bar to be shown off.
Uh-huh.
So you got to get paraded, you know, once a week, maybe on a Saturday night. And you got to promenade through the bar a couple times, and then you got to sit down.
Would you go out alone ever?
Not in that relationship. In that first for 11 years, no.
Did you know other butches that went out alone?
Butches, yes.
No, you said femmes didn't.
Yeah. My butch got a night out after we'd been together for about 8 years.
She got a night out. Uh-huh.
On her own. Well, of course, she took rude advantage of it, and I found out about it. See, because up until that time... She had been having her own nights out that I didn't know about, consciously, I think. But when she was given permission to go on her nights out with her butch friends, and then I found out that she wasn't with her butch friends, well, that was her first time. You know, she was given that first time of running around.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, after all, you'd been in a relationship for all that time, and she'd been true blue, and...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you threw an appropriate fit.
Yes, oh yes. No. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, in a big way, yes. And you were forgiven. It was never forgotten.
Oh.
Never forgotten.
Certainly.
But you were forgiven for the moment, and they were properly contrite, and you got all the proper presents.
Oh, yeah? What'd you get?
Oh, presents. Oh, yes. I usually got flowers, candy, or cups in my mugs. So uh-huh. I usually, I would get, I had to get a whole living room set of furniture for one. Yeah. Nothing would do but new furniture.
Oh, my God. That is great. That is just great. Let's see where we are. Okay, we still have a little time. Oh, it's really wonderful stuff. Why do you think the relationships that you saw around you, why do you think they broke up? I mean, you said that that internally in a relationship, interest starts waning, and you're not paying attention anymore. Is that what it is? Is it just they break up from lack of interest?
And it seemed in that period that when you broke up with someone, you already had someone else in mind you were going to go with. I mean, you went from one person to another. There was no time in between. You were still an accepted member of the gay society, even if you went from one to another, you were still mm-hmm. going with them. But there were some people that the fighting, see, was a lot of my friends fought. Did a lot of fighting. Uh-huh. Yeah. And a lot of screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
And after a period of, and if they got married, they immediately broke up. You know, every person they get married. In those days, you go to a gay wedding.
You mean lesbian mm-hmm. marriages?
Yeah. And a week later, they always broke up.
Isn't that fascinating? I've seen that pattern, too.
Mm-hmm. It seems like an unnecessary burden you have just thrown on top of everything else that every gay woman has fought for her entire breath.
Uh-huh.
And you've just taken that one piece of cake and thrown it on top, and you're done. It's just, every one of them seems to break up.
I wonder why.
I can't imagine why someone would do that.
I understand why some gay women want to marry each other. I mean, it's sort of a, you know, this public proclamation to the community that you're really together, and this is real together.
Yes.
But what is it about that, going through that ceremony, that is detrimental to a relationship?
It seems to cause a great deal. It seems like from then on, there's fighting, there's arguing, and there's pain from that time on.
Huh.
I haven't known any, either male or female, gay marriages that have lasted.
Yeah. That's really amazing.
Maybe because there are so many rules and regulations that you follow already. I mean, there are rules that govern your behavior, things that you say, just like now, you're a gay woman. God help you if you should have a male friend and want to bring him into a gay situation.
Even a straight male friend.
And in those days, it was every once in a while, it was a lark to bring one of your straight male friends into a woman's bar. If he was, if most of the butches knew him, you didn't bring him in if nobody knew him.
Right.
Because he wouldn't even have gotten a drink. You might not have gotten out alive.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was not appropriate. I guess we're not going to settle the issue of why the formalizing of a relationship in a marriage seems to break up relationships. I don't know that we can
figure
that one out. But about friendships, were your friends all femmes, or do you have any butch friends? Or just friends?
No, because that never seemed to work out. You know, I mean, you might have some that you really joked around with when you went to their house. That was fine, but I mean, you never went off and did anything alone with them. That was always reason for suspect. You know, that would cause inevitable problems usually. So you really.
Yeah.
If you were with a bunch of people, you could go pal around with that. But even if you went to a picnic, you never went off with another butch anywhere. You were always, you know, then everybody wanted to know what you were doing. You know,
was that true with all the femmes that you knew, that they didn't have butch friends?
Yeah. At picnics and things, usually it ended up where the butches were in one area and the femmes were in another area. And the femmes were busy doing all the food type getting out, and the butches were out playing baseball or softball or whatever it was, and you didn't have to do the fire, because of course that was a butchly deed.
Butchly deed.
Yeah, butchly deed.
it's I mean, it's true. Of course it's true.
you were too busy, you know, getting the food out and making sure that the area that everybody was going to eat in was clean and, you know, making sure you hadn't forgotten anything. You very rarely did not cook on the grill either. I still don't know how to cook on a grill.
Well, Butch just cooked on the grill.
They cooked the meat. Meat is also a Butch Lee deed item. Yes, God. Cooking the meat, cooking and the carving of. I think that comes along with the old pioneer days, that, getting the sustenance for the table.
And bless their hearts, you know, hey, we were glad to let them. Go ahead.
It was messy. Who wanted to mess with that shit anyway? Go ahead. Clean up the fire art.
Uh-huh.
You know, but...
But they didn't do the dishes.
Oh, no. You could tell from the looks of their hands. Who had the nails? No, never did dishes because that was a femme's duty. Yeah. You know, and... If they did do any type of housework, it was kept at the home. You know, you didn't advertise the fact that your butch helped you around the house because that was unbutchly.
Yeah.
You know, so they...
I remember that some butches took pride in the fact that they could make the best spaghetti sauce.
Oh, yes. Spaghetti was okay, too.
Yes. Didn't do too many other things.
No, chicken was out. Butches don't make chicken.
Right, but they made spaghetti
sauce. They didn't cook the macaroni, though, most of the time. You ever notice that? The femmes cooked the macaroni.
Oh, God. Well.
And did all the cutting up. Uh-huh. All the vegetable preparing and all that kitchen-type help. You know, you did that. And they made them. And the bigger mess they made, the better the spaghetti sauce. They'd always tell you that, you know. Work the fingers to the bone. Look at the kitchen. And steaks. Steaks they did.
Uh-huh.
Real well.
I love it. I love it. The rules are just, are so amazing. So amazing. And yet there were people who diverged from those rules back and forth and still
they were. Yeah, even some of them, some of the women that were butch, might leave the society for a while. And re-enter it as femme.
Oh, yeah.
They would... You might snicker to yourself. Never to that person. Because they weren't... They were welcomed right back into the society.
Mm-hmm.
The butches would make jokes forevermore. Forevermore at them. But they still allowed them back in.
What that about the other way around?
You were not an you were kitted until you were never allowed anything. You were allowed to hang on the fringes. The couple weeks that I spent
trying to be a butch,
really, I got laughed at a great deal, and nobody took me seriously. And you were still treated like a femme in dress-up clothes. You were a femme in drag, is what you were.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was. You were not, unless you went away for a long period of time, and if you came back then as a butch and stayed that way and fought for your right to be that way, because you would have to do just that, then you were maybe accepted.
Yeah.
But the butches were allowed to come back after a period of time to be femme if they wanted to.
Uh-huh.
They would be laughed at them a little bit, I think.
Uh-huh. But eventually they found acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know women who had been femme who tried to come back as butch? I mean, you did it for a few weeks, but do you know any who actually tried to stay in the community and stay butch after they'd been femme?
The only couple girls that I can think of went to California. A lot of the people that were in that particular large group of people left the area.
Uh-huh. I think I know the people that you mean. I know the group that went out there.
For a long, all of a sudden it seemed like a great deal of people left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you never heard from them again.
Yeah.
It was very strange. You were so close to so many people, you thought, during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never hear about them again.
Yeah. What about women in the community who chose not to be butch or femme? Were there any?
There were, but they were not right in that group because we weren't comfortable with them. They weren't comfortable with us. We were too much, as far as they were concerned, into role-playing and things, so that they really didn't have a common ground with us.
Did they have a group?
We suspected them. A small group. There would be, when I would be waiting tables at the bars, there would be a group of those women that would usually come in from Rochester or Toronto or something like that. I don't remember a group of women that were right from Buffalo.
But there were some individuals in Buffalo.
That were neither. You couldn't tell whether they were, and in those days it was an obvious thing most of the time, whether you were butch or femme.
Sure.
So they were a little suspect. The one...